This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump Friday gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a light warning not to interfere again in next year's election in the United States. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman is traveling with the president at the G20 Leaders Summit in Osaka and has the details.
Appearing before reporters during his bilateral meeting with Putin, Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not repeat meddling in the next U.S. election. Trump, with a smile on his face and playfully pointing a finger at Putin, did just that in the noisy room among the shouts of American and Russian reporters. The light-hearted exchange is likely to reinforce the impression among many that Trump still is not taking the issue seriously. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president at the G20 summit in Osaka.
10 more Democratic candidates for U.S. president, hoping to take on President Trump in the 2020 election, joined the debate held on NBC News Thursday evening. Candidates did not shy away from the topic of immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border that Trump has worked to make one of his signature policies, specifically the separation of children from their families. Former Vice President and candidate Joe Biden.
The idea that he's in court with his Justice Department saying children in cages do not need a bed, do not need a blanket, do not need a toothbrush. That is outrageous.
Here's author and candidate Marianne Williamson.
It is kidnapping, and it's extremely important for us to realize that. If you forcibly take a child from their parents' arms, you are kidnapping them.
President Trump has promised to build a wall along the border and has declared a national emergency over the number of people crossing into the U.S. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative on Iran accused the country of routinely engaging